You're listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I am your host, Kelly, and the author of When Everyone Shines But You, a self-acceptance blogger and a recovering darkness addict. I've experienced intense anxiety, deep depression, and life trauma, but I'm coming out of the other side now. Darkness was a comfort zone for me for a long time, and it felt safer than the light. So in this podcast, I share with you my journey into the light, and how I move through challenge in an empowering way. I'll share with you tools and nurturing ways to embrace your humanity, and I'll bring along inspirational teachers to support your journey too. I was once a shy, scared introvert, afraid to speak, but that's all changing. Let's take this journey together and learn to fly. Welcome back to another episode of Kelly Martin Speaks. This is episode 11. Today I'm going to talk about our relationships with other people. And I'm going to start with a little reading from a woman called Alana Fairchild, from her oracle cards called Love Your Inner Goddess. Some relationships nourish your soul, whilst others damage it. A nourishing relationship has an effect on your soul, just like nourishing food does on your body. It makes you feel good, increases your energy to live your life, and enhances your well-being. Healthy relationships for your soul are those that uplift, inspire, and help you become more of yourself with fearlessness. They do not drag your spirit down into anxiety and confusion. Some people may love you, but just not know how to be in a relationship with you that is healthy for your soul. With such people, you will either need to show them how to be in your life in a soul-loving way, or take extra special care of yourself when you are around them. Sometimes this will not be enough to protect you from the negative influence of the relationship, and you will need to walk away. I know this only too well. I've had quite a lot of experience with relationships, especially friendships, with women who never really were able to commit or connect fully into the friendship. Sometimes we feel like we've got to hang on to people in life, and we feel that if we don't hang on to these people, we'll be alone and lonely. What I discovered that it's just not the case. In one of my earlier podcasts on friendship, I talked about the fact that last year, I let go of about 9 or 10 friends. In the end, I had one female friend left. Now, this may sound quite risky and crazy to some people who are used to having lots of people around them, but I quite like my own company. And I had to ask myself, were these friendships actually benefiting me? Were they giving me what I needed? Was I able to be the friend I wanted to be within their friendship? And the answer was no, because they never really got in touch with me very often. And sometimes it was every few months I would see them. It was really hard to communicate with them. And I realised that it was quite disrespectful to me when I had to do all of the running and all of the calling and all of the texting. And that year, when I let go of all of these friends, is when lots of other opportunities came into my life. I didn't think this would happen. But sometimes when we're hanging on to relationships or friendships that are no longer working for us, we are actually filling this space inside of us for possibility and wonder to grow and be experienced in our world. Now, I'm not saying to let go of your friendships or your relationships. You will know this best for you. But ask yourself if anybody in your world is actually draining you or is disrespecting you on a regular basis. And what is this relationship filling inside of you? Is there a dream or a passion or a desire that you're not seeing right now, or you're not able to do because you're too focused on how this relationship's not working? We deserve to have beautiful, positive relationships in our lives, all of us. But sometimes we need to take time out and we need to spend time alone and to rediscover what it is we're here to do and be. And as we grow and become more accustomed to who we really are, and we allow our passions to flow out into the world, we will find that the people who are more aligned to who we really are will show up. People are drawn to that which is similar to them in energy, where they feel comfortable. So if you're different, too different to your friends or your relationships right now, and something's not working, maybe ask whether it's time to let them go. Or perhaps ask for what you need. And if you get a negative response to this, then maybe you will have to let them go. This happened to me when I finally started to say no and I wasn't happy with the way things were. This is when lots of blame came from my friends and projection. And it was then that I realised they liked me when I was saying yes, and they liked me when I was doing what they wanted. But when I decided to do what I wanted and to listen to my heart and soul and to follow through on that, they weren't able to accept that. They weren't able to acknowledge that. And so they're no longer here. And I'm really grateful and I'm really glad that I made that decision. It takes great courage to question our relationships. It takes great bravery to walk away. It's like with anything, not just with relationships or friendships. It could be a business partnership. If you are able to say to yourself, I can walk away no matter what, then you're in a really strong position. If you feel like you're attached or you can't walk away for some other reason, then you may feel weak in that relationship. And it takes strength to say no. It takes courage. What happens when we let go of relationships that no longer work is that we attract new people into our world by being good to ourselves, by becoming our own best friend first. When we ask for respect in relationships, we can find out what is really happening. And if that person is not willing to give us respect, then we know what we've got to do. And the more you're able to say no to those people that are not meant to be in your life, the more easily it is to recognize the people who genuinely love you, and you can then invite them into your heart. When you're able to handle unhealthy patterns of relating with wisdom and strength, you find a sense of self-acceptance and self-love. You have so much love to share unconditionally with others. And your heart will recognize the true friends, relationships, soulmates, and will help you open up to genuinely loving relationships. This is the way of life. We can continue on the way that we've always gone on, or we can begin to stand up for ourselves and be empowered. It's not easy saying no, I agree. It really isn't. It can be scary and painful to wonder what's going to come next and who's going to fill that space. But as you allow the new opportunities in and your life begins to flow in a new way, you don't need new friends straight away. It's much like going from one relationship into another, into another, into another. It's not a good pattern to have. So with friendships, you can do the same thing. Just stop and have a break. Find your own way. And then allow the new to come in. Those friends are there. The right friends for you are there. The soul sisters or soul brothers, they are there for you. You just need to be there for you first and be your own best friend. Thanks for listening to another episode of Kelly Martin Speaks. If you'd like to put forward an idea for another podcast in the future, please comment on my Podbean account. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I'd love to reach more people. So if you could subscribe to me on iTunes and leave a review, this really helps. And if you'd like to support my work, pop over to kellymartinspeaks.co.uk to read more, or follow me on social media, or visit my YouTube channel. A donation is always welcome. Thanks, everyone.